This question is in relation to some methodological questions. For the talk, Communism and Jeffersonian Democracy, in choosing that question to go into and in formulating that title, how do you approach a sphere? These are huge world historic questions among the masses as part of the whole process of getting to communism. It's not a priori who would be a good target to make our point. There's what Jefferson concentrates to anybody who theoretically gets into the question of democracy and all the ways that seeps down into people's thinking today. So this is a basic question on the questions you take up. It's not just that it's your special thing. It's not incidental to this whole project. In terms of approach, there were four or five books on Jefferson that you listed. Further, there's a lot of reality that is fascinating that you can approach. So how do you even choose something to go at?
Well, there are different dimensions to that. Sometimes I do the figurative, at least, equivalent of wandering through the library stack, seeing what, captures my imagination or piques my interest, and then, just sort of seeing what's there and what sort of strikes me as interesting, not necessarily with the notion that it has anything to do right then with any pressing question. So there's that whole dimension, because it's important to be, to be getting sustenance, to be stimulated to think, to be challenged. To be revisiting old questions and taking up new questions that may not have anything to do with immediate, political objectives or even immediate, sharply posed ideological questions. So that's one dimension I think is important in terms of developing an all-around approach and methodology to this. But then there are also, you're paying a lot of it at the same time, and sometimes more than others, you're paying a lot of attention to what's being posed out there. I mean, it's true, there are a lot of questions you could take up at any given time. You try to help draw lessons both out of content and methodology in relation to that, and, try to help people see how, this methodology can be applied to all spheres. The embraces point, and then also the particularity of contradiction. But in general, you're sort of observing what, not just what's interesting out there, that's part of it, but also what are in either the political or ideological spheres or both, what are sort of, to use that phrase, concentrations of key social contradictions at a given time? Like I read a lot of reports. That's part of being able to know, what's going on and being able to lead. I sometimes wish the reports were written a little bit more systematically, or let me be more honest. I wish a lot of reports were written a lot more systematically, but did more synthesis themselves. But nonetheless, I read a lot of those reports, as well as just sort of reading the bourgeois accounts of, or distortions of reality, the bourgeois news, the culture, whatever. And then you begin to see certain things are like, the Jeffersonian democracy. You begin to see in different aspects where we're engaging people that this is coming up a lot. People are, making speeches. I read some stuff by Mark Crispin Miller. He describes himself as a Jeffersonian Democrat. He's raising a lot of interesting things about theocracy. Then you read somebody else, and they're describing themselves as a Jeffersonian Democrat. And you see this, repeated pattern. And then you realize that a lot of political and ideological questions and, frankly, obstacles are being concentrated in this form. So then you look at that in relation to other things and then kind of weigh it and decide, well, is this something that right now is really important to speak to, or should I, this has been in, on file in my head for a while, because there are other things. But, I've sort of been thinking in the back of my head, this is one of those questions that ideologically and politically is constitutes one of those concentrations of key social contradictions. There's a lot of progressive people are in motion, but they're hung up on. They can't get beyond this bourgeois democracy. And one of the main ways that that's taking form is in the form of being advocates of Jeffersonian democracy. And you can just say, well, Thomas Jefferson, fuck him, he was a slave owner. And most of them already know that. So you're not going to help very much with that. So then you have to go farther and really, further and really dig into this. It's a combination of these things. Trying to draw broadly from a lot of different sources. And, a lot of times you just let things percolate in your mind. You know, if you don't have to act on them right away, sometimes it's better to let them percolate and see what else, you know, comes along that gets in there and bangs around with these things. And then at a certain point, you realize that there's a certain urgency or a certain necessity posed rather sharply to speak to something in a concentrated way. And then, you know, you do some focused study on that. And, you know, then writing or speaking or preparing a talk is another form, an important form of synthesis. You learn something every time you do that. I mean, everybody's experienced that. You come to those stumbling points where you realize you run up against the limitations of your understanding. And by wrangling with how to explain it to others, for example, you actually come to understand it yourself more deeply and to understand what you don't yet know, perhaps need to go study some more on and you know, think about and reflect on. So that's generally the way that I approach these kind of things, and it's in a collective framework, and it's not like I'm just going off doing my own thing. I mean, these reports are part of the life of the party. They're an important part and have to be a better part of the lifeblood of the party and the culture of the party, where others are doing a lot of synthesis, and then you can draw from their synthesis and try to put it together with other things. And the whole party and all the people who are part of this communist movement need to be doing this much more consistently and have a whole back and forth with that, you know, in a way that can lead to further synthesis. But, you know, but there is an element for everybody of, you know, like in China, they used to talk about walking on two legs, you know, two dimensions of this. At any given time, there's the things that you're doing that you're trying to change the world with, so to speak. And the things that you're thinking about that are more or less directly related to that. And then there's a whole other dimension of things that you need to be thinking and wrangling and arguing and debating about with people in all kinds of ways that don't have anything to do with those things. And then there's a way at different times you bring those things together, but it should always be that process of those different elements going on. And to me, there's also a whole role of active investigation, which shouldn't just be done at special or particular times. Should be an ongoing thing. I mean, I don't have the freedom, but if I did, I would be engaging people in stuff all the time. You don't have to have a whole, you know, go through a whole elaborate setup. You know, if you have a relatively good style and respect for people, you can a lot of times just walk up to them and say, "Excuse me, do you mind? I would, you know. What do you students on this campus think about this thing going on here?" You know, they may think you're crazy or whatever, but a lot of times people are very anxious to talk with you. There's, you know, do we care about what people think? Do we think that's important? This is a big dividing line, too, between really applying the communist method and various forms of instrumentalism. You know, are we just trying to get something out of people, or are we trying to engineer? Oh, I'm sorry to keep picking on the engineers, but are we just trying to engineer how they think and act, or do we really want to know how they think? Not so we just tail after it and try to be, quote-unquote, all things to all people. But are we curious? If you are not curious, you can't be a good communist. If you're not driven by a lot of curiosity about all kinds of things, there's something wrong. Why would you not want to know about a lot of things? And why would you not want to know how a lot of different people think? It's, you know, and then engage them and argue with them and struggle with them and learn from them and try to help them understand some things at the same time. So this is all part of it too. We should be all the time talking to people. I mean, if there are reasons why you don't reveal to them your whole thing, then you don't. But you can always find ways to engage people on all kinds of levels about things. And, you know, there are all kinds of openings if you have even an orientation at all of looking for them. We should be doing, that's another part of it too. How do people think and why do they think the way they think? What's influencing their thinking? And yes, not in a, you know, narrow instrumentalist, get them to do what we want and think what we want right now way, but in a broader sense, how does this relate to our where we know the world has to go and how we're trying to get there? How does it relate to our methodology and to our strategic objectives? So this is another key element. In whatever form, everybody should be doing this, whatever the limitations are on you or relatively or whatever. There are always people you can talk to, always people you can engage, not just people who are more professionally working with ideas. While there is a domain of working with ideas and there it is real, and many people are locked out of it. That we shouldn't take that to mean that other people don't think. You know, the people whose life doesn't consist and life work doesn't consist of working with ideas don't have ideas. Correct ones, incorrect ones, partially correct, all kinds of things. So we should be engaging people about that too, even as we're uniting with them and aside from any kind of direct political work we do with them. And it's the mix of all that, and then you have to make synthesis. In terms of what you focus your attention on, partly that's collectively determined by a party, you know, through the structure of the party and the wrangling to come up with a unified view of what you should be focusing on. Then there, within that, there's solid core and elasticity with that, too. You have the solid core of the party making decisions about where it's going to mainly apply its attention and efforts at a given time. And then there's other things other people are doing, members of the party and so on, who are at the same time as they're putting a lot into those things, they're taking opportunities to do other things, to learn other things, to engage people about other things. That should be part of the life of everybody, not just one or two people.